Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2026, and we have some fascinating stories to dive into today, Jane. Let's kick things off with Anthropic, who've made a pretty interesting discovery.
They certainly have, Paul. Anthropic researchers have found what they're calling J-Space inside Claude. It's essentially an internal reasoning workspace, a silent scratch pad where the model can hold and edit concepts before generating an answer, which is pretty groundbreaking for understanding how these large language models actually think.
That's wild, Jane. It makes you wonder what else is happening behind the scenes that we don't know about yet. So it's like Claude is doing its homework before it raises its hand, right?
Exactly, Paul. It gives us a peek into the model's internal process, which is crucial for improving transparency and reliability. This kind of research helps us build more robust and predictable AI systems, you know, by understanding their cognitive architecture.
Fascinating stuff. Speaking of models, Meta's been making some noise. Their superintelligence chief, Alexander Wang, is reportedly claiming their new watermelon model is already on par with OpenAI's GPT 5.5.
That's a bold claim, Paul, especially considering where their MuseSpark model was just a few months ago. Wang says watermelon is training on about 10 times the compute of its predecessor, and they're teasing an Opus-level coding model coming soon. It seems Meta's massive investment in AI might finally be paying off. 10 times the compute is a huge jump, Jane. It'll be interesting to see if these claims hold up in external benchmarks and real-world applications. It sounds like the frontier isn't standing still while other models are training. Definitely not. And it's not just about raw power. Wang also clarified that Mark Zuckerberg's comments about agent progress not accelerating as expected were about the industry as a whole, not Meta specifically. So Meta is clearly trying to position itself as a major player in the agentic AI space.
Moving on, we're seeing a significant trend with U.S. companies. They're increasingly shifting towards Chinese and open-weight AI models to cut costs. What's driving this, Jane?
It's largely about economics, Paul. As AI costs skyrocket, particularly with token prices for advanced U.S. models, companies are looking for alternatives. Chinese models from DeepSeek and Z.AI, for example, are narrowing the performance gap while remaining significantly cheaper. We've seen the share of tokens used on Chinese models jump from 11% to over 30% in recent months. That's a massive shift in a short amount of time. It really underscores the pressure on businesses to manage their AI spending. And speaking of big spending, Anthropic just signed a $19 billion lease for a 401 megawatt AI data center in Kentucky. That's an enormous investment, Paul. It highlights the sheer scale of infrastructure required to train and run these advanced models. We're talking about a 20-year lease with initial capacity expected by late 2027. It shows their long-term commitment and the anticipated growth in AI demand. Absolutely. And on a related note, an OpenAI executive, Will Depew, is predicting that AI labs will exceed $100 billion in annual data spending by 2030. He's even claiming data, not compute, is now the primary scaling bottleneck. That's a critical insight, Paul. For a long time, compute was seen as the main limiting factor, but as models become more sophisticated, the quality and quantity of data needed to train them effectively are becoming the bigger challenge. Sourcing, cleaning, and curating that data is incredibly expensive. It certainly puts a new perspective on the future of AI development. Also, a quick mention of some other news. The government of Alberta is partnering with Anthropic to secure its code base using Claude AI, scanning hundreds of millions of lines of code. And we saw the first known agentic ransomware case, Jade Puffer, making headlines. Those are both significant, Paul. The Alberta story shows the real-world application of AI for critical infrastructure security, which is a huge win. And Jade Puffer is a stark reminder of the evolving threat landscape, underscoring the need for robust AI safety measures as agents become more autonomous. Indeed, Jade, there's never a dull moment in the world of AI. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for July 7th, 2026. Thanks for joining me, Jane, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.